Yes, there is a small incident that has occurred on 19th of this month, where an army officer was killed, First Lieutenant Bolwek. The incident happened when our youth from Eastern Lake State crossed over to Western Lake State. They went and raided some kettles and they came back with them. So our forces went there to intercept them in order to return back the looted kettles. And unfortunately, they came under fire. So this is where he lost his life. Yeah.
Was that only this SPL officer was killed, or there were other more casualties?
No, it's only that officer that was killed. There were no more casualties. Our forces actually did not shoot randomly, by the way. They refrained from causing havoc in that area. So there's only one casualty, and that's that officer who was killed. He was actually wounded, and then he died later on of the wound.
Okay.
We have only 11 cows that were killed in the crossfire.
Why is this cattle raid still persistent in Lakes region, yet people are supposed to surrender their arms so that they can be in peace?
Well, there is a state of emergency that was declared last year by our president. The three states are former Lake State, that is Eastern Lake State, Western Lake State, and then Gok State. Mm. Now, the forces are doing disarmament from county to county. The area is very vast, and we have some difficulties, maybe terrain, and then some few challenges that are facing people here and there. So the disarmament exercise is going on, and yet there are some few individuals, by the way, who form themselves as a group of thieves that sneak from here and then go and raid cattle on the other side. So this is what is happening, but we are determined to see to it that all our civil populations are disarmed so that we can live peacefully side by side without these issues. Because this issue of raiding sometimes bring security to the state, and it affects the development and the smooth running of the government. So that's why we are very strict to follow the state of emergency that was declared here, see to it that disarmament is carried out all over the three states. So there's just a minor incident, and the disarmament is still going on.
Now, from the side of the attackers, is there any arrest made so far?
Well, they just ran away. And we have already formed a committee to see to it that who are these attackers, and we'll track them down within what the borders of our state so that they'll be arrested.
Did they run away with the cattle, or they left the cattle down?
Well, when our forces came under fire, there is something that happened. They brought and they decided to mix the cattle with some of the cattle that were found from here. So the cattle were mixed up. Now we form a committee to investigate, to find out actually the identity of the cows that belong to Eastern Lake State, and if there are some that belong to Western Lake State. Because after raiding the cattle on the other side, they cross over to this side, they divide themselves into groups, and they divide the cattle among themselves. So it is one group that met with the soldiers, and they all start opening fire on the soldiers. So it's just only one group.
Yeah, why are these youth really becoming a threat, even to the soldiers who are carrying out disarmament?
Well, these youths are well armed. They have all these light machine guns with them because they have made cattle raiding as a way of life. So they are most powerful, by the way. That's why you see our forces have to move from one place to another, pursuing them, tracking them down, and sometimes when they meet, they resist and they open fire on soldiers. This is the first incident of its kind in our state, and we hope that things will never repeat itself again, because we will take tough measures against those who did that.
Now, where do these youth get these arms?
Well, that's what I don't know. That's what we don't know, all of us. But where do they get them, by the way? I don't know. I cannot tell you exactly where do they get them. But the fact that they have arms, light machine gun with them, things like PKM and all, including the RPGs, rocket, propelled grenade, they have them. They're well armed, by the way.
Now,
that's why we are determined to see to that they're disarmed.
Okay.
They become a threat to a community.
Are these arms that are being collected from them, are they not going to find their way back to this same youth?
Well, they will not find their way back, because we are determined to see to it that they did not go back. The presence of the arms in their hand has caused havoc in our society. And that's why the president has actually declared the state of emergency, to see to it that the arms are removed from the hands of civilians in the three states of former Lake State. Because with these arms, people cannot live in peace. Mm. So we need to have them removed so that people can live peacefully. So they will not find their way back. We have them put in one place and they're being guided. And then if they're collected around, maybe we'll determine what to do next, whether they'll be transported back to Juba, take them to the army where they can maybe use of them.
So what message do you have for this youth so that they can understand that the disarmament is done for their own good?
My message to youth of Eastern Lake State is that they need to hand over their weapons to the organized forces, the disarmament forces, because with those firearms, we cannot live in peace. Arms belong to organized forces. So my appeal to them is that hand them over to organized forces, and then they can go back to their normal way of life where they can live in cattle camp, they can use a spear and maybe stick so that the people can live in peace. With those arms, we don't have peace in our state. Cattle raids take place every now and then. Arms are being used even on family feud. People resort to firearms. So this is unacceptable. And as Eastern Lake State Government, we want the arms to be removed and under the state of emergency law. So this is the message I want to send across. We want them to cooperate with us, to hand over their arms peacefully. Our forces also that are there, they are going from one country to another looking for their firearms. If you hand over your gun without any problem, then they don't have issue with you. They don't have any quarrel with you. If you resist, this is where they go for you to go and take away the firearms from you. So that's my message to our youth in Eastern Lake State.